Willow. As a boy, I gazed at the painting of a mountain, and although it did not move, I moved. I touched the diamonds of untouched canvas, extremities of blue and the long, unruly hair of the willow where it bathed. It was a portrait of one man's life alone as a mountain. I love that man. I tell the animals who sleep with me and do not speak, and still I feel persuaded to confide. Once I heard a mountain whisper, "I am so tired of hating myself, loving myself, and who is not? Who can tell the one from the other?" I could have stood there for an hour. I could have wept and awakened never the wiser. I was a survivor after all. So when I left the museum in the rain, I saw my hour everywhere. In the shadow puppets of elms across the schoolyard, the river that takes its iridescent chemicals south, the crosshairs of the power station powdering the sky, I heard the tiny increments falling out of nowhere, the long and gentle shatter that drugs our coat and hair. It reassured me, "Go ahead, sleep. You will always be a stranger to what you find there. You can never be alone." I have had that dream that has no face, no mirror to dip my features through, no small unveiling fire in the woods. If I wake to a curtain that blows in no wind, no matter. Everything comes of nothing once. I have had that mother who calls in the middle of the night. If only fear could be ground into a pill and swallowed. The wind is blowing so hard in Pasadena, I hear it. I have seen that wind blow a roof into cinders. "It's fine," I say. I am looking at the darkness. "Take the medicine. Take it, please. I have raised love's burden far too often and never enough. I have lifted it, hook and mirror, to the air."